You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It was mid-afternoon here in the newsroom yesterday when everything got quiet. Maybe it did at your work, too. If there was a TV set nearby. Well, look, there on the floor of the Senate. What's he saying?
We must stop pretending that the degradation of our politics and the conduct of some in our executive branch are normal. They are not normal.
It was one of the most open-faced critiques of the Trump administration yet to be launched by a Republican under that big dome in Washington, Senator Jeff Flake announcing he would not, could not, run for re-election in a political climate where he would be required to compromise his own values by siding up with the leader of his own party. That's saying a lot. We've been hearing on NPR and elsewhere that what Flake was articulating publicly is not that much of a departure from what Republicans have been saying privately. But this open critique, does it create a fissure of sorts, an opportunity, perhaps, in this reddest of red states for Republicans to openly reject the political tone set by the White House? Brandon Rodinghouse wrote the book on matters political here. He's the author of Inside Texas Politics and a political science professor at the University of Houston. Professor, welcome.
Thanks, David.
I think a lot of people are trying to figure out just what this means. And let's take a cynical perspective here. This is a senator from Arizona who simply did not see a path to victory. And so he decided to make the most of it.
He's not alone, actually. 17 House Republicans have decided not to run for Senate again. This includes actually five of the 22 women. That's fully a fourth of all Republican House women are not coming back. So there is a sense that Republicans are worried that they can't run with Trump, especially if they can't run against Trump.
It's interesting, though, the way that Senator Flake shaped the debate was certainly fascinating to the many people who tuned in on C-SPAN and CNN in the middle of the workday yesterday as Senator Flake was making. So it struck some chord in the American imagination, and it has been talked about nonstop since he made this move not to run again in Arizona. But does it have any sort of political gravitas in a state like Texas?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's certainly the case that most Republicans probably have some deep, dark sense that Trump is bad for the party, but can't say it because we are in a highly polarized part of our nation's history. And to go against your party and the party's president would be politically damaging, but also would hurt the party. So many Republicans probably feel the way that Jeff Flake feels, but just can't say it out loud. In terms of Texas, there's always been this sort of economic populism in Texas, and it's come and gone in waves. So Pa Ferguson in the 20s and Papio Daniel in the 30s have all brought in these sort of moments where the people have revolted against their leadership. This is not uncommon in Texas. In fact, just today, we see polling suggesting that political corruption and leadership is amongst the most important issues that the state faces, according to voters. Republicans put moral decline on top of their list. So there's a kind of Trumpism in play in Texas, which is difficult for other opponents to challenge, as well as for Republicans to run against.
Arizona Republicans are going to be thinking about what the implications are for the GOP in Arizona. And I wonder if there is something fundamentally different about Republicanism, say, there, and Republicanism in Texas. Now, we've seen so-called mavericks out of Arizona before. You could talk about John McCain in the Senate, or you could also talk about Barry Goldwater prior to that. Senator Flake comes out with a book. It looks like maybe he's thinking about, you know, something like perhaps running for president. Then he resigns on the floor of the Senate. I'm trying to figure out what is the larger implication for Republicans in Texas. Is there the possibility that perhaps you might see a sort of a maverick move here as well, a fracturing of the GOP? We've seen a little bit of that, at least in the legislature.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put another name on your list, and that's Jan Brewer, who was governor of Arizona for a while. And she was very anti-immigrant, or at least perceived to be. She was a big proponent of their stop and show me your papers law, something along the lines of what SB4 here in Texas does. So the movement in Arizona has been reactionary against what they perceive to be a growing Democratic base. Arizona, like Texas, has a big young population, also a big Latino population. So that's something that is certainly watched by many Republicans and is definitely worried about by many Republicans. Arizona chose to go much more hard to the right. Texas seems to be following along. So my sense is that crossing Trump in Texas is like putting beans in chili. Most Texans are going to disapprove of it. So at least a third of Republicans have issues with Trump, but the other two thirds really like him or support him in some way. So if you cross that two thirds who are either moderately or severely in, you know, interested in having Trump stay on as president, then you run the risk electorally of running against what is the kind of predominant sense of ideology in the Republican Party in Texas.
Brandon Rodinghouse is a political science professor at the University of Houston and author of Inside Texas Politics. Check it out. Professor Rodinghouse, thanks again.
Thanks, David.